This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Supporters of the Affordable Care Act are relieved after the Supreme Court turned down the latest effort by Republicans to kill it. CPR's John Daly reports.
600,000 Coloradans and 21 million Americans have been able to get health insurance through the ACA, also called Obamacare. That was through either the expansion of Medicaid or state health insurance exchanges. Kevin Patterson leads Colorado's exchange, Connect for Health. He thinks the ruling could have an impact on hesitant would-be customers.
I've actually heard people say that directly to me. So I know that concern was real. So for that population, I believe that this will give them more surety than they've had in a decade. So I think it is significant.
Many Republicans view the law's individual mandate as unconstitutional. Justice Neil Gorsuch, a Colorado native, joined the dissent. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A small plane crash south of Denver caused power outages for nearly 11,000 customers last night. Authorities say two people and a dog died in the crash that sparked a small grass fire. Xcel Energy says it temporarily shut down service to parts of Lone Tree, Castle Rock, Littleton, and Inglewood so emergency and repair crews could avoid live power lines. Most service has now been restored. Major heat wave is blanketing much of the state, as you know, and extreme drought conditions cover most of the western slope. Grand Junction is at 103, Fort Collins 100, Denver and Colorado Springs 96 degrees.